Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
Take a rag. Get clear of your workday. Listeners, it's Christmas Eve. It's very special. Between the Ropes Radio Monday night, of course, is special. On this Christmas Eve, Monday night, December 24th, 2018, I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. Tonight, of course, like I just said, is Christmas Eve. But Christmas Eve is luscious. My live beautiful guest, this lady makes Shine Wrestling, of course, luscious. Your Christmas Eve, my live guest tonight is Miss Luscious Latasha, and I'm going to bring her on live right now. Latasha, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Happy Christmas Eve to you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Merry Christmas Eve to you also. It's a pretty quiet night on my end. I don't know about you guys, but it's pretty quiet here for me.
Yeah. Well, Latasha, you know, actually you brought that up. For me, it's kind of a quiet Christmas Eve as well. Well, for me personally, I'm getting ready for a Christmas story at 8 o'clock. So, and then there, of course, is Monday Night Raw. So, yeah, I'm kind of deciding which one of the two I'm gonna watch. So, but hey, it's Christmas Eve. You're live here on Between the Ropes Radio, and it's an absolute honor to have you on the show. And tonight's theme is Christmas Eve is luscious, of course, because you are here. And thanks for being here.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, honestly.
Now, of course, I definitely have to ask you the first question. The way we do things are Between the Ropes Radio, of course. Tonight, the spotlight is on you. All your fans listening live around the world on the special holiday night, of course, of Between the Ropes Radio. Now, I have to ask you, being that, you know, it is Christmas Eve, I know wrestling is, I'm sure, is your thing 24/7. Now, tonight, is there any kind of, like, wrestling involved on your agenda, or you're just chilling and just relaxing tonight?
Pretty much just relaxing. It's, for me, honestly, it's almost like a normal Monday night for me. So what I do normally on Mondays is Monday Night Raw is on, and I usually tune into that to just see, you know, what's going on there. And I'm excited that it's actually pre-taped. So unlike last year when they actually had to be at work on Christmas, they actually get to spend it with their family.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I have on the agenda tonight is actually watching Raw.
And well, you know, hey, I tell you what, girlfriend, ain't nothing wrong with that at all. Just say, hey, having wrestling be a part of your Christmas Eve, you can't beat that. And actually, for me, I'm in New Jersey, and it's just cold as hell in New Jersey. So I'm like, man, I was out earlier. I'm like, I'm staying in, just chilling, my footies on, and just laid back. I'm probably gonna be doing the same thing you're doing, is watching Monday Night Raw. But Latasha, the one thing, speaking of Raw, and this is like, it's out of the blue. I've been talking about this for the longest time here on the show, and I want to, you know, of course, get your opinion, everyone listening live, their opinion as well. Of course, we all know Ronda Rousey and Natalya, they best friends that are wrestling tonight. I do think tonight is the night. I've been saying this for so long. I think Natalya loses as she finally turns heel on Ronda Rousey. That's what I'm thinking happens tonight.
Ooh, that didn't even cross my mind. My friend and I actually were just having a discussion literally before we went live on the air here that she thinks this would be Ronda Rousey's best match to date. And I actually agreed with that. But Natty turning, I don't know. I mean, it would fit her. Honestly, I don't care if she's heel or face, as long as she's involved in some storyline. Like, we don't even have to go into detail, you know, if you want to, the whole TLC with the Anvil being involved and my feelings towards that, you know, like I'm glad that Natty at least got, you know, had a little bit of a storyline with that. So I'm happy now she has a shot for the title tonight. I just don't want her to fall back and not be involved in, like, the title picture, because she's honestly, like, one of my all-time favorites. So I'm just happy she's being used.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, and, you know, Miss Luscious, it sounds like you got it down as far as having – I mean, you're a wrestler. I mean, you analyze, you see what's going on. So you have a really good idea of what's going on, and you brought up a good point that I've talked to a few guests on the show about the whole Natalya Ruby Riott, you know, exploiting her dad, the late, great Jimmy Neville Neidhart. You just mentioned, too, that you did not like that as well. I know some people, there's mixed reactions about that.
Mm-hmm. I just have mixed reactions. I'm sure everybody has lost somebody really close to them. I get it from both standpoints, and, like, obviously I'm not signed, so I can't be like, well, this is why this is happening or anything like that. All I can do is just with my personal opinion, how I feel towards it and what I think about it. It's more like, and obviously, like, with WWE, they like to run with real-life things, but I feel like it was bad taste, and everybody wants, like, that attitude error to come back and whatnot, but I feel as if it was Natty's way of giving her father his last, like, run. I did watch an interview of hers probably, like, not even 2 weeks ago, where she did an interview on someone's YouTube channel about talking about, like, showing the Total Divas and, like, parts of, like, the funeral and her vulnerability and everything. And she did say something like, you know, her father being on Total Divas, that was, like, his last, like, run with it and everything. So that's how I feel, like, that's why the storyline was the way it was. But it still bothered me because it hits home with me. Like, oh, my gosh, would I be able to do that? I mean, but at the end of the day, it's you want to be involved in a storyline. So if the writers are coming to you like, hey, this is what we're going to run with, you most likely aren't going to say no. And if she can turn it into a positive of having her dad be remembered and, you know, again, brought into a storyline probably for, like, his last time, you know, so.
Like, yeah.
It's a little harsh, though.
Yeah, it definitely is a little harsh. And tonight, of course, it is Christmas Eve. I'm sure people are at church, parties, anything. I mean, but like Miss Latasha said, I mean, it's all about people that you love. And, you know, for me, I just mentioned this on my last podcast, you know, my grandfather, he passed away 14 years ago on December 21st. So I said this numerous times, it wasn't for him, I would never got into wrestling. Never watched, mm-hmm. never, you know, would have been a wrestling podcaster, or announcer, or so forth. So that goes out to my grandfather. Thank you for that. And it's
exactly.
it's like you said, it's something that definitely hits home. But WWE, they got to conduct a business and run a business. So they did what they had to do with the whole Natalya, Jim mm-hmm. Neidhart thing. Now, Miss Latasha, of course, we have to talk about your story. How did it begin? Like, for you, when did you realize that you wanted to become a wrestler? You're like, damn it, I'm lacing the boots up. How did that kick off for you?
when I realized I wanted to be a wrestler, I was 7 years old. Believe it or not, crazy, right? And like you said, like your grandfather got you into wrestling, but it was actually my grandmother that got me into it. So we went to King of the Ring when it was in, I believe it was Providence, Rhode Island, and it was, like, my first ever event. Like, I was supposed to go, like, WrestleMania a couple years before that, but I ended up having, like, I was really young, and I had, like, the flu and everything, but I didn't get to go. So I got to go to King of the Ring a couple years later, and I said to my grandmother, I'm like, Nana, I want to be a wrestler. And she's like, okay, you can be anything you want to be. Just like, you be anything you want to be. Like, that's probably going to change. You know, I'm 7. Kids want to be numerous things. Like, at one point, I wanted to be a firefighter because I watched the movie Backdraft. I was obsessed with Backdraft back in the day, so I'm like, I want to be a firefighter. But, you know, and then I found a local wrestling company in my area. I grew up in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and at the time, there was a training school apparently up the street for me, which I didn't figure out till I was about 11 years old. At the time, it was Yankee Pro Wrestling, and they had two companies. It was Yankee Pro Wrestling and South Coast Championship Wrestling. South Coast was more of, like, the Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont guys. And then Yankee Pro was, like, more, like, Rhode Island, Massachusetts-based. And then they ended up coming together as Top Rope Promotions, literally about when I started wrestling when I was 16. So when I found them in, when I was 11, I was helping out doing concessions. And then once I was like 14 years old, I was helping with ring crew and traveling with the guys. And my grandmother was cool because she knew one of the, well, the owner now of Chop Rope actually is one of my longtime friends. He would come to my house and like tell my grandmother like, hey, she's going to be safe. And like, we're not doing anything crazy, you know? And so I started training at 16 with them. And yeah, it's been going ever since now. We won't say my age, but I've been wrestling over 10 years. So it's been a long journey.
Well, my respects, my props go to you because you've been doing this for a very long time. And you said you even started, you know, running the concession stands, the ring crew. I mean, that's right there. It shows right then and there. Dedication, you are hungry. I mean, some people just think, well, I want to be a wrestler and, you know, not pay my dues. But no, you went about the right way. You just got a good head on your shoulders and you do what you had to do. But it's funny how all the guests I've had on the show, they've come into wrestling in a different way. But you work from like the way bottom down and all the way up to where you're at now.
Gosh.
Being successful.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not really like this now, and I could be wrong. I just, from what I see and what I hear, it's not really how it was back then. And I don't know if it's a New England thing. Like, I'm back in New England. I was in Florida for a while. But up in New England, like, you start at the very bottom. Like, when I say, like, I was 11 years old doing concession, I was doing concession. And then eventually it came a time where I was doing music in the back. And then I was also recording the shows. And then I started training. And once I started training and doing ring crew, wrestling is not the way it is anymore. Because it was like you went to shows and you would help to set up. And then you would possibly be on the show. You know what I mean? Now it's wrestling, it's, oh, you have to pay for a seminar to get looked at. It used to be like, hey, put a tape together, send it to us. Then it was like, oh, send us a YouTube link. And now it's like, hey, you have to pay over $300 to be looked at, and then possibly we'll use you, and maybe you'll never hear from us again. So it's kind of crazy. But, yeah, like, I used to drive the ring truck. I legit would drive – I'm 4'11", and I would drive the ring truck for Top Rope for years, even when I was booked on the show. It wasn't like, hey, do this work and we might use you. It was like, hey, you're already booked. Hey, but you're my friend, you know, like, can you help out? I don't have the proper ring crew. Can you drive the ring truck? Numerous times I tell you, buddy, like, I've driven the damn ring truck. Like, no joke.
So, I'm listening because like I'm thinking like girl, like what haven't you have not done? Like, you driven the ring truck, ring crew. It's just like, but you know where you're at now is because you put in the work. And you know, one thing you brought up about how nowadays, in order to get into wrestling, you have to pay like $300 to get noticed. But like the great Jim Cornette says, you should never ever have to pay just for a trial. That's like paying to go on a job interview. Jim Cornette, I've heard him say that on numerous occasions, listening to this podcast and YouTube, and I think he's right. The only way I think you should be able to pay, of course, if you get looked at, then you start training. That's a different story.
Exactly. It's crazy now because there's about two promotions out there that I do want to work for, but it's like, okay, I'm going to have to fork over a couple hundred, and then I'm going to have to fly myself there, put myself up, pay for food with the hopes that A, I'll get used on the show the following next day, and B, be added to the roster, you know, like, it's crazy because I've done, I don't know if you're aware or the listeners are aware, I've done extra work for NXT, I've done extra work for WWE, so it's not like they don't know who I am. Now it's just like, I need to create more buzz on the independents, which I'm fine with in coming in 2018. Like, I have some other shows for promotions I haven't worked for before. And like, me and my best friend Gabby Gilbert have talked about, like, hey, we might have to start forking over some money for some seminars so we can be taken a little more seriously, I guess I should put it.
Well, you're doing everything you possibly can. I mean, you just talked about your thing about starting your own seminars. You're definitely actually want to get noticed, and you've done NXT, WWE, which I think is really fantastic. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't you have some time in Impact Wrestling? Didn't you have some time there? You did some work for Impact Wrestling?
I thought that I forget about it. It's just some people look at, like, Like the enhancement matches was nothing real serious. But yeah, I did have a match with Impact against Maria Kanellis. It was when she was feuding with that was right before Allie and her like split up. But it was the end, going towards the end of her feud with Gail. So it was like Allie had like a workout buddy for Maria, so Maria could get ready to face Gail, I believe, at like the pay-per-view. So, I did have a match on Impact as well.
Well, you know, just, I mean, the main thing about it, I mean, keep on grinding, working hard. I mean, something, I mean, we got 2019 coming up. I definitely think 2019 will be the year of Luscious Latasha. I definitely have that feeling.
Aww.
That is going to, that's definitely going to happen. Now, I want to ask you about your, every wrestler comes in different shapes, sizes, they talk different, tall, short, four fingers, five fingers, six, it don't matter. Every wrestler is different. Now, for you, as far as your persona, like, did you, when you first started, like, you know, saying, my persona, I maybe want to do it this way, tweak this, like, did you kind of, like, take notes off of maybe, like, of a movie or have a book, or you just wanted to, just to be you, in which a lot of people say, if you want to be a wrestler, just be yourself?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much I'm myself, and it's good for me. I feel like it also haunts me because wrestling is now entertainment, so it's like everybody has a role. Everyone's, like, pretty much a character. It's not like it used to be, like, depending on where you're trying to go, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, most people's goals are WWE. My goal is WWE in the long run, but I'm not opposed to working at Impact or opposed to working for Women of Honor. Like, those are goals on my list, too, you know? But it's like, for WWE, it's entertainment. They cater to people watching at home. It's not wrestling, you know? And that's why they don't call themselves wrestlers. They're entertainment superstars. So it's like, I feel like I don't have, like, a character per se. I feel like I'm just myself, and I feel like, again, that helps me, but it also, like, hinders me as well. But, yeah, I'm pretty much the girl you see out there, like, on my good days and the baby face and my bad days. That's really how I am, like, as a heel. So,
like I said, I also let everybody know listening live to this special Christmas Eve episode of Between the Ropes Radio, which tonight is Christmas Eve, is Luscious, my live guest tonight from Shine Wrestling, Miss Luscious Latasha. If you want to call in live and talk to her, definitely I would do it because it is a Christmas Eve gift for you. 646-716-5926. We are live here on Between the Ropes Radio on this special holiday night. Now, I got to ask this question. I ask this all the time. Every wrestler has been through it. It's just the nature of the beast. When you were, of course, in your middle years of training, for you, like, you know, in the middle years, your season, and you were getting your groove on as far as your training, when did you realize you were ready to have your first match? You were like, I think I'm ready. Is that something that your trainer said, hey, Latasha, you know, let's kick in the high gear, you're ready to go? Like, how did that process work for you?
You really want to know how it worked?
Yeah.
So, I started training at the end of September because my birthday is at the end of September. So, literally, my birthday, I think, was a Saturday, and I got to Valley, one of my favorite wrestlers that I used to watch, and on the Independence. Poor thing, he's actually passed on now. But, yeah, so I got to manage him that night, and then, like, Tuesday began training. I had my first match in February. And it wasn't like, hey, Luscious, you're doing a great job. Let's put you on the show. It was like, hey, Luscious, we need a women's match. You're wrestling. And I'm like, oh, am I? And like, yeah, it's fine. And like, what's your name going to be? You know, like, come up with a name. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And but the thing is, like, I had boots. I didn't even have gear. I think because at the time, like, I don't even know if High Spots makes women's gear, honestly. But I only knew of High Spots, and I bought, like, these pleather black shorts off of the guy that owns Top Rope, because he had, like, he would buy like custom bulk of like gear, like generic stuff off of High Spots for the boys, you know, like for first matches. They don't know, like, here, buy this pair of tights off me or whatever. So I had, I already had a pair of boots, and then I just bought a pair of shorts that I fit in, and then I had like a tank top. But literally it was, hey, we need a girls match. Because at the time, this is when wrestling was, like, it was sponsored. So this is obviously before the whole Chris Benoit stuff. So we used to have crazy amount of shows at, like, the firefighters would sponsor us, the police. We'd have it at high schools. Like, I'm telling you, when I first started wrestling, it was every weekend because we would do, like, all these other shows in Massachusetts, Connecticut, you know. But anyway, so, yeah, it was, hey, we need a girls match. So I had a handicap match. Me and this girl who's not even wrestling anymore, again, another girl that's not even wrestling anymore, but she was bigger than us. So, yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking, but I would have to say it's one of my favorite matches because it's actually the only match that my grandmother got to see me in. So, yeah.
It sounds like to me, your grandmother is a big inspiration to you. Which I think is really cool because, I mean, mm-hmm. I think I was talking to one of my friends about this, like grandparents, of course, parents are awesome too, but grandparents, they could be another big factor in our lives. I mean, grandparents are awesome. Grandparents, like if you do something bad for your parents, your grandparents are the ones that could kind of get you out of it. That's the way I always looked at it, you know, as far as grandparents. Mm-hmm. But the fact that your grandmother is your inspiration, I mean, I'm sure that drives you in the ring to keep doing what you're doing, you know, winning all the titles I'm sure you've gotten, everything that's come your way, and that's really cool about your grandmother.
Yeah, she's actually the one that raised me and my brother, so yeah, she was a big part of my life, so yeah.
And another thing is really crazy. I know a few wrestlers have told me on the show that it sounds like your situation too. Like when you first got started in wrestling, like you were probably maybe out with your friends or even your grandmother. You and your grandmother, you're chilling, maybe playing cards. You get the phone call, "Oh, Latasha, we need you to wrestle tonight." And you're like, "What?" And you said you don't have no gear, and it's just like boom, you put on the spot. And you know, your grandma's probably like, "What's going on?" And that's how it's funny how things like that work. And I think things happen for a reason. It was your time to go out there and kick ass.
Yeah, exactly. She ended up passing away in July, so it's in.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, like July of the 2004. Like not recently. I mean, it still obviously hits home, but. It was like it was really bad, you know, like she was on oxygen and she could barely really walk. So it's best that I got to wrestle in February so that one of my good friends was able to actually pick her up and bring her to the show for me. Cause I went early. I went with ring crew. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to have my grandmother sit there like, "Hey, Panic, get in the back of the ring truck." Like,
yay, ring crew. Yep.
So it was exciting, you know, to see her. And it's funny because I'll never forget when I like was so excited and I jumped through the curtain and apparently she was standing like my friend Lindsay usually, like I told her, I said, "Listen, you're going to have to hold my grandmother up, like getting her to the car." And I'm like, "Hopefully the walk isn't long into the school." And she, I didn't know where she was because I don't even think I had a cell phone, honestly. So I like jumped through the curtain and I didn't see her, and then I went around the ring, and when I got into, like, the middle rope, I looked, and she was, like, standing, like, jumping up and down, and I'm like, "Oh, my God, Nana, stop, you're going to fall, like, what are you doing?" Like, she was, like, so excited, her face just lit up, and it's, like, one of the, I swear, nothing will, I'm sure if once ever, if I get a WWE contract, but that moment, and nothing will ever, like, replace that, you know, so.
That's something that's like really cool. And I mean, with your grandma, me and my grandfather, like, I mean, when I started before I put this, you know, my headset on, get my shows going, I always definitely think about him. And I mean, I have other wrestling projects coming up in the new year. So which listeners stay tuned for that as well. I always think about him without a doubt. And Latasha, this next question, and I'm sure you're ready for it. We call this the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center, where you got to get, it's a creative question, and you really got to think, in which I know you'll answer this like without a problem, but a lot of guests, they love it. They're like, "Man, that's a really damn good question." So you ready for it?
I guess. Let's see.
Okay, here's the question would be, if you had to create a pay-per-view with Christmas Eve in it, what would you call it?
Oh, boy. Pay-per-view with Christmas Eve in it. Oh, boy, you're really putting me on the spot. I have you not watched the matches? I am so not creative. It would have to be, let me see. I would have to, I probably wouldn't use the word Christmas in it, just to be politically correct, because some people do not celebrate Christmas.
True.
It's going to sound so whack, like a holiday spectacular. Like, honestly, like, it would have to do something with holidays, because because even, like, nowadays, like, with working, like, previously with retail, a lot of people, like, were trained, like, don't say Merry Christmas, because not everybody celebrates. So just say, oh, have a good holiday, you know. So it has to be, like, holiday, like, spectacular, I don't know, something cheesy. I'm really cheesy. Guys, I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's okay, because I'm not asked that question a lot. Some guests are like, oh man, like you really put me on the spot. But I mean, hey, my thing is when I ask that question, whatever first thing that comes to mind, hey, what you just said, it works, because I mean, I love always asking that question. But hey,
what would you name it then?
Actually, she's put me on the spot. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Very rare to somebody throw that back at me, but I'm gonna do my best here. Okay, take the Christmas out. I'm about to say like it's not easy. I write this question so much. I just stump myself. I'm gonna say this now. I'm gonna sound cheesy. Vicious Eve, and everybody's probably like, boo. It's kind of like,
no, it's better than mine. Way better than mine.
Well,
good one.
At
least you got something.
We got something. I mean, we have like a couple minutes left on the show, but you know, call on real quick. Hey, if you got a thing, you can think anything. Hey, let me and Miss Latasha know. But we thought of something. But of course, I definitely want to ask you, of course. It's been a true, true honor to have you on the show tonight. Like I said, this is a really cool episode on Christmas Eve. I mean, definitely, you're definitely a treasure of a lady, a wrestler. And, of course, the one thing, it being Christmas tomorrow, I have to ask you, one wrestling Christmas gift for Luscious Latasha hopes to receive, what would you want that to be for your wrestling Christmas gift?
WWE contract. That would be my gift. That's what I want under the Christmas tree. Or in my mailbox, actually. Santa can deliver in the mailbox. And I'll sign on the dotted line. I'm not even asking for much, so whatever they say, I'll take it.
Taking a run with it. But, you know, like I said, you know, Latasha, 2019 is coming up. I mean, and like you said, you've worked briefly in WWE before, and I really think the sky is the limit. And with WWE, they got the Performance Center. Nowadays, I think WWE is starting to open up, like, their homegrown talent. Like, they got the Performance Center. They just have so many ties now, and they're bringing in new talent. And, of course, their women evolution is huge. And I think you're in wrestling at a really good time with the, you know, women's evolution. Wrestling just blowing up.
I definitely
think 2019 definitely will be the year of Latasha. Boom. I'm calling it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, like I work for Shine, which Shine is, you know, it's part of the WWN Live family, which is also Evolve is part of. And I don't know if you're aware, but people that are at the PC that are signed to NXT are actually performing on Evolve. Like, we just had Chris Hero there. Johnny Gargano's on the next one in January. They had Fabian, I always butcher his last name, Archer, the Street Profits. So there's eyes everywhere. So it's not just like, I work for Shine Wrestling. It's like, no, but Shine's part of WWN Live, and WWE works with WWE and Live. Like, a lot of their content is on WWE NXT, you know what I mean, on their in their magazines and stuff. So, online. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, it will be the year of me. I can feel it.
Of course, the big question next, your fans want to know, I definitely want to know, of course, who's next on Luscious Latasha's beatdown list in the ring? Where can we see you wrestle next for your tour dates?
Oh, right. So January 19th is actually, I'm part of Rainbow Bright, teaming with my best friend, Gabby Gilbert, and we have a shot at the Shine Tag Team Championships against the Twisted Sisters, which is Thunder Rosa and Holly Dead. That is over at LaBoom in New York, and that's a Saturday, and it's at 3. And then we have a doubleheader with Evolve. That's at 6, and that's the show that Gargano's on. I don't know if Hero's on it, too, but I know the Street Profits are on that, too. So you can get, like, your money's worth. You know, check out Shine during the day, then stay for Evolve literally right after. There's, like, a half-hour turnaround. And then January 25th, I'm in the Bay Area, California, for Big Time Wrestling. I'm actually making my debut over there. And then on the Saturday, I am wrestling for East Bay Pro. My opponent at Big Time is Jules, I believe her name is. I haven't met her yet. So, yeah, those are my dates right now for January. I have a show in February. I believe it's February 20th in Malden, Massachusetts for UFO Wrestling. And then Shine is back in New York in March, March 16th, I believe it is. And you can always check out my Instagram. I don't have a lot of followers on there. I don't understand why. I post a lot of pictures of my cats. Give them likes, guys. it's Luscious Latasha. But a lot of people, and there's going to be pictures of my cats dressed up tomorrow, too. But a lot of people spell Luscious wrong, and I'm realizing that. They forget to put the S before the C. And Gabby was telling me that. She's like, maybe a lot of people can't find you online because they can't spell Luscious. but, yeah, I usually post. I'm frequently on Instagram, Twitter, and then I also have like a Facebook like page as well. It's all Luscious Latasha, so pretty easy.
I gotta say to all the listeners out there, if your Christmas Eve just has some sunshine added to it, it's because of this wonderful lady that was my guest live tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio, Miss Luscious Latasha from Shine Wrestling. Miss Tasha Latasha, I have to say thank you very much for being a guest here on Between the Ropes Radio. You are the best.
Thank you for having me.
I want to let everybody listening definitely root for this lady in terms of her getting her WWE contract. It definitely will happen for her. But I have to say, Latasha, most importantly, God bless. Merry Christmas. Stay safe. And definitely good luck in everything you do. And I would definitely love to have you back here on the show down the road.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Thank you so much. And I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. And again, thank you for having me on the show, and happy holidays to you and your family as well.
Oh, same to you and your family, too. Have a great night. Enjoy your Christmas Eve, and enjoy Monday Night Raw.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury. And tonight, Christmas Eve is Luscious. My live guest tonight was Miss Luscious Latasha from Shine Wrestling. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Have a merry, merry Christmas. Stay safe. God bless. Love yourself. Love your friends and family. Have a great night. Have a merry, merry Christmas. I'm out. Peace.